I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
And boy, we are past the Oscars.
Post-Oscar palaver.
However.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
The only lasting effect the Oscars have after the ceremony is what sort of commercial effect it has on the winners, right? Still playing Call Me By Your Name, The Post, Darkest Hour, The Shape of Water, The Greatest Showman, which had a song nomination, and Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. It is true, Oscar nominations and Oscar wins give movies a longer shelf life at the box office.
Oh, I think so, too. However, the acid test is when we have them on Cinema Classics.
They make that cut.
Were you happy with Shape of Water as the big winner?
No, I hate that movie.
I love that movie. Why do you hate that movie?
You know, listen, do I have to have this conversation again? You're letting it slide. It just tells us they're in love. It doesn't show us. An exchange of hard-boiled eggs does not a love story make.
You are a laser. If there's one weakness in that movie, it is absolutely that. Fantasy.
I know it's it doesn't matter what the genre is. It doesn't matter. I'll buy anything if it's done right.
So you think Three Billboards was better?
Three Billboards is a far superior film.
Why?
It's better written. The performances are better. The tone of it is masterful. So few filmmakers are able to strike such a dark but humorous and poignant tone. He does all of it masterfully. The Shape of Water sometimes, you know, verges into, is it sci-fi? Is it an action movie? Is it a romance? Is it all of these things at once? It tries to be all of those things at once, but lacks the finesse that Three Billboards had.
Its grittiness, I loved it. It's sardonic humor.
Yeah.
I mean, the greatest scene there is when she kicks the kids.
Yeah, right.
That cracks me up.
I know you love that.
Or when she goes by.
And yells at the reporter. Right.
Yells at her. Now, what about the acting performances? Of course, Frances got it for Best Actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sally Hawkins as the mute woman in The Shape of Water was really good. Sally Hawkins is an eminent performer. She is extraordinarily expressive, and she did everything she could in that movie.
Yeah.
And her performance was great, but it wasn't that I didn't buy her. I didn't buy the connection. And that connection, she's performing against a guy who is heavily made up.
Yeah.
Whose expressiveness is augmented by computer effects. Yeah. The onus then is on Guillermo to show us that connection. And he didn't.
I've always had reservations about roles where there's no dialogue for them. I always have reservations. I always think it's through language that you're going to find the most expression and maybe the best example of acting. Not that she couldn't, but with that limitation, I found that Frances McDormand, who was all talk, had really the better opportunity.
Yeah. And also in Shape of Water, Sally Hawkins is surrounded by Richard Jenkins
and
Octavia Spencer. No, they're not. They're cliched roles. He plays the gay neighbor and she plays the sassy black friend. And that's insulting.
Well, I agree with you 50%.
Aren't we beyond that? Like
50% of your claim is true. Octavia Spencer's role was negligible. A bit like Denzel Washington being nominated. Okay. Nothing there, but somebody who's won before that you throw in there.
Yeah.
Because you need it.
Well, yeah, because you're not paying attention.
Now, I know you won't disagree with me about Gary Oldman.
Oh, no, he was great. That is a great performance. Gary Oldman has always been able to bury himself in character accoutrements and then deliver some astonishing interpretation of a human being. And he did that with Churchill in Darkest Hour.
Now, the area where we can always have some argument is directing.
Mm-hmm.
Del Toro won it for Shape of Water.
Ridiculous, as I've just pointed out. That is a ridiculous win.
Okay, because you would have thought, who would get it? Paul Thomas Anderson?
It would have certainly made more sense, but also Greta Gerwig was snubbed in that category.
Yeah, okay.
Was she working with as much money? No. Was she working with big names? No. All the same, she made a better film.
Christopher Nolan, Dunkirk, Jordan Peele, Get Out.
Okay, better than Shape of Water.
Paul Thomas Anderson, of course, Phantom Thread.
All of them better.
Del Toro, how did he win? If they all
what
did
do you
a
mean?
Better
they
job.
Wanted to give it to the guy. I don't know why. I think they heard people talking about it, and they thought, okay, well, it must be great. We'll give the best director award to a weird movie about a fish guy. I just anyway. Like that you're, you know, at your age, you're open to those kinds of stories. It's great.
No, at my age, I'm out of here. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.